We got hit on the turnpike,
Lucas Quinn explains to Dr. Mack.
A car swerved, clipped the side of my truck, and got the trailer, too. Darn fool took off. Didn't stick around to see what happened.
At least the trailer didn't flip over,
Dr. Mack says.
It leaned pretty hard, though. Knocked the horse around.
We hear more loud bangs from inside the trailer. The horse sounds like he's about to burst through the walls. He's whinnying loudly.
We have to get him out, Dr. Mack says. He's panicking. Did you unload him after the accident?
Mr. Quinn shakes his head.
No, I checked and he seemed fine. I wanted to take him straight home, but then he started to tear it up in there. So I decided to come straight here. He's going to need a sedative. You'd better take a look at him.
I bet he feels trapped, I say. Both adults turn and look at me. He might be afraid something else is going to hit him, the way the car did.
Bang! Bang!
I hope the walls of that trailer are stronger than they look. Dr. Mack points to the far side of the house.
Back the trailer up to the gate over there, she says. We'll unload him into the backyard where it's fenced. He'll feel better if he can walk on grass instead of the driveway.
Mr. Quinn gets in the truck and carefully maneuvers the trailer backward. It rocks back and forth as the horse shifts nervously, snorting and stamping his hooves. When the end of the trailer is up against the gate, Mr. Quinn cuts the engine and gets out of the truck again. Dr. Mack glances at the five of us.
You all go through the house and wait on the deck. Horses are unpredictable, and I don't want you too close. If he's spooked or in a lot of pain, he may lash out with his hooves and cause some real damage.
You mean we can't watch?
Brenna asks. You can watch, but you have to stay on the deck. By the time we sprint through the house to the deck, Dr. Mack and Mr. Quinn are in the backyard. Dr. Mack's cat, Socrates, joins us to watch the show. He climbs onto the wicker rocking chair near Sunita.
I've untied his halter from the ropes in the trailer,
Mr. Quinn tells Dr. Mack.
As soon as we open the back gate, he's free to come out.
What do you think the horse will do? Sunita whispers to me. He's going to come out of there like he was shot from a cannon, I reply.
Let's do it,
Dr. Mack says. Mr. Quinn unlocks the back gate, lowers the loading ramp, then quickly gets out of the way. The scared horse stops stomping and whinnying for a second. Then he cautiously backs out of the trailer. As soon as his hooves touch the grass, he twists in the air and gallops at full speed to the end of the yard. Awesome. His coat is chestnut, a rich brown color, and his mane looks like someone combed fudge through it. Powerful leg muscles ripple under his shiny coat as he runs, and his black hooves shine in the sun. I really want to shout at the top of my lungs. This is the most amazing horse I have ever seen. But I bite the inside of my mouth to keep quiet. No sense making the doc and Mr. Quinn angry at me. I'm going to ride that horse, I vow under my breath.
What did you say?
Maggie asks. I shake my head. Nothing. When the horse reaches the fence at the end of the yard, he wheels around and gallops toward us, his eyes wide with fear, his ears pinned back. He feels threatened. His gait is a little awkward. One of his hind legs must be bothering him. The horse runs another lap, then slows down. His eyes relax, his ears come back to their normal upright position. He's feeling more comfortable. Dr. Mack speaks softly.
David, go inside and bring out a big bucket of water. He needs a drink.
Out of the way, out of the way, I tell the girls as I make my way to the sliding glass door. Horse needs some water.
Once inside, I cut through the kitchen to the clinic and grab a bucket out of the supply closet. I don't want to miss a thing. I fill the bucket to the brim, then speed out the door again.